It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Little word going into the game because Sam Reinhart, he had to sit out with the injury. We don't know the extent of it. There is some whispers that it is a very serious injury. We'll keep an eye on that. He's not going to play in game 4. There's no need to play him right now. Rest him. Get him ready. You know, break glass in case of emergency. But you didn't feel too scared, number one, because you own the Carolina Hurricanes. But also, because Sam Reinhart's not playing, that means super sub Jesper Boqvist would come in, who has been great. He even scored a goal in the previous series against Toronto when he was asked to sub. And tonight, when needed, it was tied 1-1. He got a big goal, put us up 2-1. Brad Marchand talked about how huge that goal was from Jesper Boqvist.
Huge. Bogey, he's been so good every time he's been in the lineup, and huge play by him. It just allows you to settle in and get comfortable, and you know, once they tied it up, it's one of those things that anything could happen. You know, you get a lucky bounce, and they get the lead. But we just did a great job after that of locking it down and get back to our game. But that just, it gave us the confidence to continue to build. So huge play by Bogey there.
So much depth on this team, Dono. So much depth. Yeah. Even the subs come in and play great and make big plays.
I know we're going to talk throughout this episode about, you know, this being the most dominant South Florida team since, and, you know, how they compare to what we refer to as the Heatles now, which, by the way, you want to feel old? Feels like yesterday I was watching the Big Three, and they haven't been together since, what, the end of the 2014 NBA season? So you're talking more than a decade since that team was together down here. You know, so if there's any, like, 15-year-olds listening to this, they probably didn't even remember. Like, they were too young to remember LeBron, Wade, and Bosch and company playing together. But, I mean, something that, you know, sticking with the Panthers here for a minute, that sets this team apart, you know, from the rest of the NHL is the unquestioned depth. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, normally, a guy like Sam Reinhart, who's a scratch for last night, who, by the way, leads the Panthers outside of assists, like every other offensive category in terms of points and goals. You would think, hey, being without Reinhart, that's probably a bad sign. Maybe we're not going to win this game. And Boqvist steps in and, you know, provides the goal that sparked that 5-goal-in-9-minutes run that the Panthers had last night. So no matter who they have to plug in, and yeah, there have been times throughout these playoffs and throughout the regular season when important players have been out either due to injury or suspension. I mean, Ekblad has been suspended multiple times throughout these playoffs so far. And no matter who's out, there's always someone they're able to plug in. And it's not just the hockey ability, Dan, when it comes to a guy like Boqvist, it's also the chemistry. Like you can plug him in for Reinhart, and the chemistry there with his line mates is there immediately. Nothing feels out of place or out of sync.
Jesper Boqvist talked about next man up, always being ready.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have to do, right? Be ready when our name are called. And I feel like everyone around the team making such a good job for us that's not playing. And we all are, like, involved, and it's not easy, but it's easy when your name gets called.
So great, this team. They say everything right, but you know they say it with conviction. Like, we don't care who scores goals. We just want to win. Next man up. We're ready. But they're not just saying it. They're not just player talking and coach talking. They believe it. And, man, it shows on the ice.
Yeah, and I really thought heading into Game 3 last night that was going to be a game the Panthers were probably going to drop. Because to me, always one of the toughest situations to be in is a 2-0 lead, you know, coming back, because the Panthers, so much hard work on the road, not just the first two games in Carolina, but the game 7 in Toronto, have won your last 3 road games. You're exhausted physically because you've had one day off between every one of those games, and you had a much shorter turnaround for the series than Carolina did. if there was ever a time where just mentally and emotionally you might take your foot off the gas, it's, hey, we've got a 2-0 lead. We're back home. Carolina's got more urgency in theory, more urgency than we do. So I thought that was going to be a situation where they were going to drop that game last night, because it really was a must win for Carolina, not as much for Florida. And the way that they were just able to keep taking care of business. And boy, did Bob have more big saves as well. Like, there was one, I think it was when it was tied. Carolina was trying to take a 2-1 lead, and he got the pad out there just in lightning quick speed, you know, to stop a low shot to the corner on a partial breakaway. Like, this is the sort of thing you have to have a dialed in goaltender. That's how you advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they've got an entire team that's dialed in.
Yeah. And speaking of no let up, they didn't let up last night when you said they possibly could have lost. You know, they're not looking forward to the NBA, the NHL finals. They're looking at game four as a big time closeout game, statement game. And that's exactly what Brad Marchand said following this game three.
You don't think about that. You know, we're prepared to go seven here, and I think the biggest thing for this group is we're really good at just focusing on what we need to do and staying in the moment and not looking ahead. You can't start looking ahead. I mean, it's such a dangerous game to play. You know, but what we're really good at is just coming in, preparing the right way, and you have a lot of guys been through these moments before and kind of know how to deal with them, so you just rely on that and come in and try to do our job. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go our way, but, you know, you prepare to control the things that you can.
Prepare to go seven? Okay, now I told you they're so honest and so, you know, have so much conviction. That right there is, no, that's not honest. I mean, they're not looking ahead, but Dono, you're a human being. You have to start saying, let's just play the way we need to play this next game, and we'll be fine.
I mean, I saw the face you made when he said we're preparing to go seven. But the thing is, Dan, hockey players, probably outside of maybe certain sectors of baseball players, hockey players are so superstitious. So, you know, when they have their rituals, they roll with it. I love the new ritual they do where everybody's got to shoot a rat at Marchand at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He would not let Barkov skate off the ice before shooting the rat at him. So it's like, you know, when you're talking after that game, you have to say we're prepared to go to seven, because if you come out and say, oh, no, we're going to wrap this up, sweep it in four. Like, if you say the opposite, you're just tempting the hockey gods to smite you. And they don't want to do that.
Right.
And I respect it, because I do not have the athleticism of a professional hockey player. I'm a little shaky on ice skates, Dan. Like, I can skate, but don't ask me to start skating backwards efficiently. And if I fall over, I don't know how they bounce back so quickly. If I fall over in an ice rink, I need like three people to pull me back up. Yeah. So I am no hockey player in athleticism, but I am a hockey player when it comes to superstition. So when I hear him say, we're prepared to go seven, my reaction was, yes, that's what you have to say. If you say that, it's going to be a sweep.
Well, game four is an elimination game tomorrow night, Memorial Day at 8:00. Paul Maurice, our fearless leader, our coach, talked after the game about how their mindset is for this elimination game.
It can't be the first time your team's heard that. If you get up 3-0 and you... Well, we've learned, I hope. We're going to find out if we've learned.
Right side,
fourth. No, I'm not done. That was a good question. unlike the one previous. kidding. No, but you know what? Like, we get up 3 Toronto 2 years ago and wanted it so bad that we tried to win the game on every play. And I think we kind of learned from that. And then you saw last year, you beat 8-1. It's the same idea. They have the desperation advantage. You have potentially the desire advantage, just the achievement idea that you get to move on. And both teams will fight that. Like, that will be on display in the game. Can we control the desire emotion, play the game? Can they control the desperation emotion and play the game? So what the common denominator is, you just got to play the game. It's just hockey. There's nothing else to this game but hockey. But neither team's going to feel that coming to the rink.
This team is so good, but as you heard right there, so experienced. They've been in every situation before. Nothing is shocking to them, Dono. You feel confident going into this game now. They're not going to overplay. They're just going to play the game. Any situation the Panthers have basically been in, because they played more hockey than anybody over the past 3 years.
You know, Paul Maurice is always an incredible soundbite, but it's not just, he doesn't just give answers to questions that are quirky and funny. You know, he made the joke about what a great question it was, but then when you actually dig into his actual answer, like every time Paul Maurice performs a presser, it makes me think, and I often learn things from what he shares. And he's 100% right, Dan, about the tightrope that you walk between desperation and desire. Like, I'll give you an example just from the game last night, Dan. So after the Panthers, you know, when they're tied 1-1, even before the Panthers took the 2-1 lead last night, when they had that flurry of goals in the third period, the opportunities that the Panthers got, which they capitalized on, were primarily provided by turnovers committed by Carolina. So Carolina got to a point where they were feeling the pressure and they were pressing because of that in the game. And the Panthers had the poise to take advantage. The same thing is going to happen when it comes down to this game four facing elimination. Carolina is going to be desperate and the Panthers are going to have that desire, like he said, to put them away. And you can't try to put them away on every single play. So really, to me, this game four coming up, it's going to come down to mistakes, right? Does Carolina make more mistakes because they're pressing and they're desperate? Are they too desperate? Because you want to play with urgency, but you don't want to get to a point where you're so desperate to win the game, you're just gifting pucks to Florida like they were last night. And then the Panthers, obviously, they just want to take care of business and get out of there and rest up for a week or more before the next series. So are they the team that makes more mistakes tomorrow night? That's why it wouldn't surprise me if tomorrow night is either a goal fest where either team is capitalizing on mistakes from the other, or if the opposite happens, because we saw this happen in a couple of the eliminations in the Toronto series, where it ends up being a really cagey, low-scoring type of game, a 1-0 or 2-0 on either side, because neither team wants to be the one that makes the big mistake. I think one of those outcomes is going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, and if one team does get shut out, you have to believe it's going to be the Carolina Hurricanes, because Sergei Bobrovsky has just been standing on his head. And, you know, throughout the show and throughout the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, we're going to start comparing this Panthers prowl to the Big Three. And Paul Maurice was asked following the game, is there room in South Florida for Panthers culture?
I think there's room for all of us down here, certainly enough people. I think that's it's a great thing that you have sports that are foundational, football, basketball, baseball, and then the new sport, hockey, and there's room for everybody there. So how about we just share it? We share the spotlight, we'll share all of it if there's ways. And there's a story there somewhere. Bill Zito, very involved with the management, when I say involved, connected to the management of other sports, and it hasn't been so much for the coaches, especially in basketball, because their seasons run concurrently. It's 82 games. There's not a lot of time for phone calls. But between the Dolphins and the Marlins, Bill's been kind of involved. Best practices. I know that our team services people get together, right, to scout out the best of things when we travel. There's room for everybody here. We're happy to be a part of it.
I wouldn't be mad if Paul Maurice, Bill Zito, Matthew Tkachuk share a little bit of that Panthers culture with the rest of the teams down here in South Florida.
Especially the Dolphins. I mean, if he gets Chris Greer on the phone, and I know Greer loves hockey. I mean, his brother is a hockey executive. I mean, does Greer listen when he's talking to Bill Zito? I mean, try to soak up some of that Panthers culture, man. I mean, I know the Heat have obviously fallen off of that, but you know, you have the same people in charge. Like, I trust Pat Riley and...
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship-level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spo, Ellisberg and everybody in that front office to kind of get things back in the right track. They've strayed way too far from it. But I mean, I need the Marlins and the Dolphins organization to please learn something from what the Panthers are doing.
They have pushed all the right buttons, most recently right past the trade deadline. Remember, they acquired Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins. He has been fantastic these playoffs. Kind of make you feel good right here. They asked Brad Marchand, is this what you expected?
I mean, you hope. Yeah. You hope, right? Like, you never know how things are going to go. There's so many things that you can't control in playoffs that can dictate the outcome of a series. And you know, we've been fortunate with some bounces and some calls and stuff like that that have helped us get to the point we're at. But we haven't achieved anything yet.
Yeah.
You know, until you win everything, you accomplish nothing. So, you know, it's day to day, and we just keep moving forward, trying to deal with the things that come at us.
Just, oh, you know what's coming at him? Rats, man. We're shooting rats at the rat. It's a new tradition. But, you know, and he really believes it. Look, he's done this. He's been there. These guys know what they're doing, and they're just like, one day at a time, we got this. We're good.
And just, I think one of the things I will cherish most about this season, and, you know, it's only going to get amplified if the Panthers win the Cup again, but the way they were able to make this Marchand acquisition work as well as they have to this point, because there was no guarantee it was going to be a chemistry fit. I mean, you're talking about someone who's been on one of your most hated rivals, who's been a rival of yours individually, and his team has been a rival of yours for a number of years. You know, just not only being embraced by the fan base, and listen, the fan base, we're pragmatic. We want to win championships. We want to win hockey games. But for him, and this is a testament both to him and to Barkov, Florida's captain, and all the other leaders in that locker room, you would think Marchand has been on this team for a couple of years, not a couple of months. I mean, the chemistry there was absolutely instant. And that is obviously aided by getting into a great dressing room, because the Panthers clearly have that, getting into a successful hockey club, because, you know, if the Panthers weren't winning and, you know, on their way to another Stanley Cup Finals, it maybe wouldn't have worked as well as it has so far. But you know, I like how they mentioned, is this what you expected? He's like, this is kind of what you would dream it would be like. I mean, this has worked out so well for him, you know, the same way it worked out so well for Tkachuk when he was acquired a few years ago, and he's still such an important part of this hockey club to this day. Every significant move that Bill Zito makes, he's got the Midas touch, Dan. I mean, everything. And obviously, Zito is so smart because he's, you know, it's obvious they do go by analytics with certain things, which is important, but that's not the end all be all. Like, it's also got to be bringing in players who have the right personality, the right characteristics, and will have the right chemistry with their line mates. And then, of course, Paul Maurice also has the added element of being able to wisely tinker with his lines to get the right combinations, and everything he seems to do also pushes the right buttons. But, you know, they're building a roster, it's more than just about stats and analytics. It's also about culture and fit. That's why that whole thing about Panthers culture, that is a thing now. Panthers culture, we may forget about the whole Heat culture hashtag for a while. It's all about Panthers culture right now.
We are swimming in it, getting ready for game four tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Let's try to close out this series one game at a time.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.